Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Monday, people, and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Sam Matterface. Now, before I start, I just want to say good luck to Darren Bent, who is hosting Drive later from 4 o'clock alongside Andy Townsend. Don't worry, you'll be magic, Benty. It'll be great. Now, something that was magic over the weekend was Manchester City. Stage two of the treble complete. Can they do it?
The 2023 FA Cup final is a game that will be talked about for years to come.
They realise they're creating their own headlines, their own legacy.
The noisy neighbours on song have never been louder. And it has taken them only 12 seconds. It's an extraordinary start. Ilkay Gundogan pinging one in from the edge of the penalty area.
Only Inter Milan can stop them now.
The cup is the best way to prepare the most important game in a city life.
Enjoy the moment, close the cycle, and in its own time, we'll start looking at the next one.
Left-footed effort from Gundogan, oh, it's in! It's cracked through past David De Gea.
That's the level like you've got to get to now under Pep Guardiola, the way that this Manchester City side, it is just a winning machine.
Manchester City, the last one standing. Their name inscribed on the cup for a seventh time, but the circumstances have surely never been sweeter than this.
Treble is on. It is just absolutely incredible.
Manchester City clinched the double, and the treble is one win away.
Are City going to win the treble? Definitely, maybe.
Someone who thinks they can do it is Tony Cascarino, speaking on the Weekend Sports Breakfast yesterday morning.
Be a standard if they don't achieve it. I mean, the Inter Milan game is going to be on them before they know it. And they do like to play two up front, which is something quite different. Are you brave enough to go two up front against City? Because, you know, Martinez and Dzeko, or whether it's Lukaku, they normally play that way. Mm-hmm. Are you going to try that against City, who will dominate the ball? So the coach on the opposition might end up going, do you know what? I need an extra body in midfield. So they change the way they play immediately. I just think I'd be amazed if Inter Milan got the better of City this weekend. I really would.
Ilkay Gundogan picks up the Premier League trophy.
I think whenever it comes to this time of the season, this crunch time where Manchester City may be backs against the wall and someone needs to step up, Gundogan always seems to be there.
The FA Cup final. The game of games and an extraordinary start. Oh, my word. Manchester City are ahead. It's an extraordinary start. Ilkay Gundogan pinging one in from the edge of the penalty area.
Ilkay Gundogan, how good is he at just popping up in those right areas at a crucial time?
Left-footed effort from Gundogan, oh, it's in. It's cracked through past David De Gea. Ilkay Gundogan on the double.
He's a fantastic player, and he has the right tempo, you know, to get the box, and he's unique. It's unique in that terms.
How fitting that it's two-goal Ilkay Gundogan who will lift the famous trophy to the Wembley sky. His double clinches the double.
It's natural ability, and it's a great focus to be aware that this might happen and to be ready for it. and have the ability that he clearly has to be able to finish it in such style. Now, he could do that 50 times and he might score five, but he's capable of doing that. The one thing you can't ever stop City doing is a moment of magic, someone producing a moment of magic, because they have players that are capable of doing that. That was that goal in a nutshell for me.
We will find out this weekend whether Manchester City can clinch an historic treble against Inter Milan in Istanbul this Saturday, live on TalkSport. But anyway, let's spare a thought for Manchester United fan and my mate Alex Crook, who is not happy. Here's his reaction on the boot room.
It's clipped towards the edge of the penalty area. Left-footed effort from Gundogan. Oh, it's in. It's cracked through past David De Gea.
Goalkeeper. Everybody on the United bench is looking at a monitor. And they're all asking the same question that everybody watching this match is saying. Where's my goalkeeper? Where's David De Gea?
Got to save it, Jim. There's no question about it. There's only one place Gundogan can put that.
I'm very proud of my team because how they fought in this game, but also during the whole season. And they played a brilliant season. What I said, we have 42 wins. We have 30 in the league. We're winning a cup. So you can't be more satisfied than that.
I do wonder, just for the first time probably yesterday, watching that FA Cup final from behind the goal in front of the United fans, if David De Gea has ran his race now. He's been a good servant for Manchester United. He's been there since 2011. There were doubts initially, you may remember, about his stature. Was he commanding enough? Was he big enough to be a Premier League goalkeeper? But he's not a modern goalkeeper. If you look at the way that Liverpool play and the way that Man City play, the way that Arsenal play, they've got goalkeepers who are comfortable with their feet, playing out from the back. De Gea's distribution, and we saw it again at Wembley yesterday, was appalling. Is it best now for Manchester United to move on from David De Gea and get a world-class goalkeeper that can play the type of football that Ten Hag wants?
Let's stay with the boot room, and despite the transfer window not opening for another 9 days, the rumours are already starting to accelerate.
And Lionel Messi has just written his own piece of history.
Eric Bilderman, French football journalist, joins us now. I guess we should start with Lionel Messi, Eric. We know that he's had an offer on the table for some time now from Inter Miami, David Beckham's club, of course, and indeed from Saudi Arabia. Am I right in saying that an emotional return to Barcelona looks unlikely at this stage?
Barcelona, the money and the business says it's an impossible deal. And at the moment, we do believe that Saudi Arabia is quite the favorite, first because of the money as an obvious move. But behind that, Lionel Messi is an ambassador from Saudi Arabia from the last couple of years. And I think it's part of an overall deal which is completely more than football.
Is this sustainable for Saudi Arabia? Because obviously Ronaldo's gone there. There's talk that Karim Benzema is going to end up there, having announced his departure from Real Madrid earlier today. Sadio Mane, I think, is in their sights as well. Is this start of what they hope will be some kind of world domination?
I don't know if it's going to be a world domination. Before they retire from South America, from Europe, at the moment, Saudi Arabia is entering the market and they need to have marketing names. They have had Ronaldo, they can't have now Messi, and they try to have a league where in every club there will be a world-class name, as you mentioned, Sané, as we can mention Benzema, and we can mention Messi.
Bernardo Silva tucks it back towards Gundogan, right-footed drive, what a save by Lloris, who sends his left hand out towards the far corner and produces a world-class save.
First of all, I do deeply expect Lloris and leave Spurs. I think it's a will from him, and the Spurs is also keen not to have him anymore. In the meantime, Nice might lose Schmeichel, who is not so happy.
Could he go back to Leicester, potentially?
Yeah, but Leicester is in Championship now, so... So I don't know if he always says so positively about Leicester, about his dedication to the team, dedication to the English football league, that we might see him to accept such a deal. But in the meantime, Lloris is a home player from Nice, and it is his hometown, and he doesn't play anymore for France. So his choice will be just in his the narrative of his of the end of his career, or he goes for money to United States or to the Middle East. But I do believe that kind of guy is more likely to sign in Europe, and if he goes to Europe, why not to Nice? Ineos is behind it, so there is big money, there is big expectation, and it will be home.
The warm-up now, and news surrounding the departure of Karim Benzema from Real Madrid. La Liga broadcaster Semra Hunter discussed the striker's exit from the club and his potential replacement. Spanish football expert Terry Gibson joined us on the Sunday session to have his say on the story.
Some breaking news and an end of an era at Real Madrid. Karim Benzema will leave the club in the summer and is expected to move to Saudi Arabia.
Benzema peeling away, is heading it in. And Karim Benzema scores with his head yet again.
With Benzema, this fella finds space in the box. His intelligence of movement is absolutely first class.
Benzema, one ball. Spectacularly taken equaliser.
He was an exceptional player before, he's an exceptional player right now.
Flashes across, oh, it's a flying header from Benzema, that is brilliant.
I can't think of anyone that leads the line better than him. I think Kane's close, but does he do it as well as Benzema? I'm not so sure.
Benzema, oh, he's Penenka'd him, and he's just chipped it straight down the middle.
In a way, it kind of makes sense that he would choose to leave now. He's been there for 14 seasons. He's had a really underwhelming campaign after winning the Ballon d'Or. He had a lot of injuries, so he missed a lot of games. And he clearly was a shadow of himself compared to what we saw from him the year prior. And he has a brilliant offer, financially, obviously. And I guess he has decided that that is worth his while and to try out something new in a new country and obviously to fill up the coffers as well in doing so. So it's obviously a bit sad to see such a hugely important player, a legend of Real Madrid and of Spanish football leave. As I said, 14 seasons, 25 trophies, 5 Champions League. It's a club record. But hey, life goes on.
And I think it's come out of the blue, to be honest, which is going to be a problem for Real Madrid. The Jude Bellingham transfer appeared as if it was going through, and it probably still will, but they wasn't banking on spending, approaching another 100 million on a striker to replace Benzema. So unless that's locked down, and maybe change of plan there, because this wasn't in their plans. They assumed that Benzema was going to stay another year. They know long-term it's a player that has to be replaced at some stage, but they were pretty confident it wasn't going to be this summer. So I think they've always got an eye on Kylian Mbappe in the future. Whether they can bring that forward or not, I don't know. But this is something drastic for Real Madrid.
And Kane puts Spurs ahead! Harry Kane on what could be his final appearance in a Tottenham shirt!
They needed someone anyway to help back up Karim Benzema through those moments when he was out through injury. There really wasn't a proper substitute for him. So someone who can come in and score loads of goals, who's already established himself in that role, someone like Harry Kane, even though it's a deviation from what Real Madrid have been doing in the transfer market the last few years and trying to pluck up really young talent and develop them, it's a brilliant choice. And now he's going to walk into the team because Benzema's leaving. So it could be a great deal for all parties.
It'd be hard for any player, I think, to turn down Real Madrid if they come calling. And it's a new adventure. A goal's a goal, Trevor, isn't it, surely?
Yeah.
Whether it's in England or Spain, it's, you know, goal's a goal. And then we have the element of winning trophies as well, which you're pretty much guaranteed if you're going to spend 3 years at Real Madrid, you're going to pick up a trophy or two. So it depends on the challenge that Harry Kane wants, and it depends on Daniel Levy.
So could Harry Kane replace Karim Benzema at the Bernabeu? Well, this is what we know at the moment. Take it away, Crookie.
Well, we know that Karim Benzema's glittering career at the Bernabeu has come to an end, and TalkSport understands Real Madrid are ready to test Tottenham's resolve to keep Harry Kane. Carlo Ancelotti has made the England captain his top target to replace Benzema. Spurs are determined to resist any offers for their record goal scorer from Premier League rivals this summer. But will they buckle if Real Madrid make a big money move? As for Kane himself, well, his preferred option is to stay in England and break Alan Shearer's Premier League scoring record. But can you really turn down a side of this quality? And we do know as well that Kane was in Madrid earlier this year.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Away from football and on to rugby league now, and it was Super League's magic weekend, and this is how the best of the action unfolded on TalkSport 2.
French gets his hands away, gets the ball away to his centre on that far side. Jake Wardle's in for the first try of the game. Pierce at the line, try up the time. Back, he goes to Mogg. Mogg throws the dummy. Mogg's over the line. That's pretty much the ball game for me. Brilliant play from the Dragons. Johnson for a hat-trick. He's got it. Tom Johnson's got the ball down.
If you ever come to a game or a magic weekend particularly, I mean, I'm not sure what the cost of the ticket is to get into this stadium today, but Tom Johnson's hat-trick is worth any admission money alone.
Smith moves it to that far side. Austin, ball right over time. The top, and Olfert's is in. Darrell Olfert strolls over in the corner, and Leeds have the lead. He's still going, Bentley's up to the line, he gets an offload away for Aletsky! Aletsky scores! Leeds in at the side of the post. What have Castleford got here? They've got Miller. Gets it away to Hall. Hall out the back to McShane. McShane to win a quick pass here. They're going to be in. Gary to level it up. Castleford are over. It's the Castleford Tigers who join the winner's circle here. Relief all round for the Tigers on the pitch. Look at those celebrations. That's what it means to them.
Out the back to Lamb. Lamb's footwork beats one, beats two, and plunks the ball down. That's super play from the halfback. You've got to say the defence has to be questioned.
They're a team that, one, don't look happy, two, certainly aren't cohesive or together or unified. You've got players arguing with each other, which is not what you need when you're in a real hole.
Dodd takes it to the line, finds Wellesby out the back to Lomax. Here's Hurrell, we'll give it to Makinson, a hat-trick for Tommy Makinson. Wellesby's pass to Lomax was a slow one, but the miss-out pass, Makinson's in again. It's four for Makinson.
On a performance like today, you can't see them anything other than them being back at Old Trafford and them lifting that Super League trophy come mid-October.
Now he's thinking about kicking out towards the far side and arriving, they've caught it, and Warrington have scored. Connor Wrench it is with a try.
I thought he was going to track that with his foot,
and now Hoy's racing away. Hoy with a goose step, ball back to Swift. Swift's got Griffin. Griffin from 40 metres out, racing in for a Hull FC hat-trick. What a try!
Fantastic rugby league out of the top joint.
That's all, people, and another one of these daily podcasts will be available first thing in the morning. Have a wonderful week. Take care. Take care. I'll see you in Prague.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.